The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. We are in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. So don't wait. Go to americaawakened.us and join the early access list today. The next chapter has already begun. You think you've seen politicians destroy the fake news media before? Well, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth just delivered the most brutal takedown of corrupt journalism in political history. And it's about to end careers at CNN, The New York Times, and even Fox News. What started as a routine Pentagon briefing about Operation Midnight Hammer turned into an absolute massacre of mainstream media credibility. And you are about to get a front row seat. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to make sense of all of the insanity. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Here's what the mainstream media will not tell you about Operation Midnight Hammer. It was the most devastatingly successful military operation in modern American history. Three Iranian nuclear facilities, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, were completely obliterated by precision B-2 stealth bomber strikes using 30,000-pound bunker buster bombs. Bottom line, the technical analysis of these strikes reveals military precision beyond anything previously achieved in modern warfare. At the Al Fordo facility, which was buried deep inside a mountain and considered virtually impenetrable, 12 GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrator bombs were deployed with surgical precision. The first six bombs went directly down the ventilation shafts, completely bypassing the mountain's protection and entering the main hall where Iran's centrifuges and sensitive nuclear equipment were housed. In effect, what our pilots did is they used the facility's own infrastructure against itself. The ventilation shaft building was completely obliterated, as evidenced by before and after satellite imagery. The remaining six bombs created a devastating 1-2 punch. The first three destabilized the mountain itself, making it susceptible to collapse. The second three punched through the weakened rock and also entered the main hall, with 9 of the 12 bombs detonating inside the facility itself with full force. The overpressure created conditions that caused the entire underground complex to collapse from the inside. But perhaps most telling was the intense fire that burned for 8 hours after the strike, shooting flames hundreds of feet into the air. What was burning so intensely? Well, according to official intelligence assessments, it was Iran's highly enriched uranium stockpile that they had moved to Al Fordo thinking it would be safe. The operation was so precise, so overwhelming, that Iran's nuclear program has been set back by decades. But instead of celebrating this incredible achievement by American pilots who flew 36 hours through enemy territory, what did the corrupt legacy media complex end up doing? They tried to turn it into their latest manufactured, fabricated Trump scandal. The legacy media immediately began spreading lies, citing anonymous sources and leaked preliminary assessments to suggest the strikes had actually failed. You literally can't make this stuff up. The one who originally reported this was CNN's Natasha Bertrand, the very same so-called journalist who originally reported that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. I kid you not, CNN, the New York Times, and even Fox News have all fallen for this blatant disinformation campaign designed to make President Trump look bad and undermine the credibility of our military heroes. It all goes back to a leaked preliminary Defense Intelligence Agency report that was clearly marked as low confidence and had been deliberately leaked by someone with an anti-Trump agenda. Now, that they are launching a full-blown investigation to find this leaker and bring him to justice. Any responsible journalist would have recognized this as an obvious hit job and disregarded. But the legacy media's hatred of Trump was so intense that they abandoned all journalistic standards and ran with it, as they always do. And today, when Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth stepped up to the Pentagon podium for what was supposed to be a routine briefing about Operation Midnight Hammer, he had clearly reached his breaking point with media dishonesty. And what followed was the most devastating takedown of corrupt journalism ever delivered by a cabinet official. We're obviously facing all kinds of terrors out there, but you know what's really terrifying? Thinning hair, a bigger forehead, more strands in your brush. You know what I'm talking about? Are you noticing that? You're not alone. Stress, aging, hormones, and nutrient deficiencies can all trigger hair loss. But no worries, we got you covered. The Wellness Company is a doctor-formulated solution that works from within and on the surface. It's called Roots, a tropical hydrogel powered by 7 peptides that support the body's natural repair processes to promote visibly thicker, fuller hair. With consistent daily use, Roots helps extend the growth phase and reduce shedding. It includes methylene blue, which supports mitochondrial function and delivers antioxidant benefits directly to the follicle. Whether you're dealing with postpartum hair loss or hormonal shifts or early signs of aging, Roots targets the root cause, literally. Head on over to twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off plus free shipping. Again, that's twc.health/Turley. Use code Turley to get 15% off and start looking your best today.
Because you, and I mean specifically you, the press, specifically you, the press corps, because you cheer against Trump so hard. It's like in your DNA and in your blood to cheer against Trump because you want him not to be successful so bad. You have to cheer against the efficacy of these strikes. You have to hope maybe they weren't effective. Maybe the way the Trump administration has represented them isn't true. So let's take half-truths, spun information, leaked information, and then spin it in every way we can to try to cause doubt and manipulate the mind, the public mind, over whether or not our brave pilots were successful.
Wow. I mean, the room fell completely silent at this point. This wasn't the typical political spin, you know, from a White House. I mean, this was a decorated military veteran and cabinet secretary calling out the entire press corps for their anti-American bias. But Hegseth was not finished. He pivoted to something that cut even deeper: the media's complete failure to honor the incredible sacrifice and skill of the American military personnel who executed this dangerous mission.
How many stories have been written about how hard it is to, I don't know, fly a plane for 36 hours? Has MSNBC done that story? Has Fox? Have we done the story how hard that is? Have we done it 2 or 3 times so that American people understand? How about how difficult it is to shoot a drone from an F-15 or 16 or F-22 or F-35? Or what it's like to man a Patriot batter? Or how hard it is midair? Giving the American people an understanding of how complex and sophisticated this mission really was. There are so many aspects of what our brave men and women that, because of the hatred of this press, are under. Because people are trying to leak and spin that it wasn't successful. It's irresponsible.
Now, note what Secretary Pete just said there. He just excoriated these so-called reporters and journalists who, while miring and soiling themselves in the tabloid gutter of political gossip, they couldn't spare a mere moment to explain the incredible complexity and danger of flying B-2 stealth bombers through hostile territory for 36 straight hours. I mean, who needs Iranian state-run media when you've got MSNBC or the New York Times, for that matter? Hegseth was calling out the legacy media's relentless pattern of what they did all throughout Trump's first-term administration. They accept any anonymous source, no matter how unreliable, if it can be used to attack Trump and his administration. Just contrast this, for example. Take a step back. Just contrast this with how the legacy media ran cover for Biden after his disastrous Afghanistan pullout. I mean, do your own Google search. Read the New York Times articles that were being published in August and September of 2021. And take a look for yourself at how they made excuse after excuse after excuse for Biden and his auto pen. I mean, it's beyond pathetic. When American service members were killed and billions of dollars in military equipment was abandoned to the Taliban, the mainstream media bent over freaking backward to provide context and minimize the criticism. North Korean media would have been embarrassed by it. But when Trump's military achieves complete success with zero American casualties in one of the most stunning military operations in modern political warfare, suddenly it's a freaking failure? But Hegseth, ironically, saved his most savage takedown for one of his own former Fox News colleagues.
It's about highly enriched uranium. Do you have certainty that all the highly enriched uranium was inside the Fordow Mountain or some of it? Because there were satellite photos that showed more than a dozen trucks there 2 days in advance. Are you certain none of that highly enriched uranium was moved?
Of course, we're watching every single aspect. But Jennifer, you've been about the worst, the one who misrepresents the most intentionally what the president says. I'm familiar.
About the ventilation shafts on Saturday night. And in fact, I was the first to describe the B-2 bombers, the refueling, the entire mission with great accuracy. So I take issue with that.
I appreciate you acknowledging that this was the first the most successful mission based on operational security that this department has done since you've been here. And I appreciate that. So we're looking at all aspects of intelligence and making sure we have a sense of what was where.
Now, it's not quite clear what was behind that takedown. That was, of course, Pete Hegseth's former Fox News colleague, Jennifer Griffin, who has been reporting on these low-level leaks. And I'm assuming that Pete was... I think Pete felt particularly betrayed that she got caught up in this anti-Trump fervor. Regardless, the American people certainly have no confidence whatsoever in the legacy media's latest fabrication. Take a look at the latest from Insider Advantage. The polling here, 60% of the country approves of Trump's handling of the Israel-Iran conflict. 60%. It's a plus 24 approval. Again, we need to underscore, in an issue that many MAGA supporters thought would tear the Trump coalition apart, as it turns out, it was far from it. It seemed to ironically only strengthen the coalition, except if you're Candace Owens. Candace Owens appears to be auditioning for the role of the new politically schizophrenic Ann Coulter. But regardless, look at these numbers. 86% of the GOP supports Trump's bombing of Iran's nuclear facilities. 94% of self-identified MAGA supporters. That's the highest percentage you could ever possibly hope for on any issue in a poll today. That's basically the equivalent to unanimous support. So it does suggest an interesting, as an aside, I should say, since we're beating up the media here, it does suggest an interesting disconnect between the MAGA influencer ecosphere, the MAGA social media ecosphere, versus the MAGA rank and file. That's something we'll have to keep an eye on over the next couple of years, because as I'm sure you know, MAGA influencers were more or less split down the middle, more or less 50-50. 50% were all for the U.S. bombing Iran's nuclear facilities, while the other 50%, the Tucker 50%, believed it was going to start World War III and permanently destroy the MAGA coalition, disregarding that neither one of those outcomes happened. The polls do suggest that represents a disconnect between the MAGA media ecosystem and the MAGA rank and file, who appear overwhelmingly in their support for President Trump and this mission. And that unanimity was well represented today by Pete Hegseth. He didn't just destroy fake news narratives about Operation Midnight Hammer. He fundamentally changed, I would argue, the relationship between the Trump administration and the corrupt legacy media establishment. By the time his briefing ended, one could say that multiple careers in journalism were effectively over. The credibility of major news outlets were permanently damaged, and a new standard for government accountability to both the military and the American people, I think, was clearly established. The heroes who flew those B-2 bombers for 36 hours through enemy territory to eliminate Iran's nuclear threat finally got the recognition they deserved this morning. And the fake news media that tried to diminish their achievements got exactly what they deserved. But this, I would argue, is ultimately what winning looks like.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.